I have read in the Bible that God so loves sinners that he let his son die in their place, paid the price for their sins on the old cross of Calvary. Thank the Lord for his marvelous grace.
This is the Back to Calvary program with Reverend Wayne Guy. Address all mail concerning this program to Reverend Wayne Guy, 1902 South Main Street, Mount Airy, Maryland, 21771. Now, the Back to Calvary program. If you would like a cassette of today's program, send a gift of $3 to help support this program, giving date and call letters of this radio station.
A 1,000 years, 10,000 years, a 1,000,000 years or more, I'll look upon the crystal sea and walk along the shore. And when mine eyes have drank their fill of all the beauty there, I'll join the throng that march at home, the hallelujah square.
We'll sing the poem that golden shore, and praise him more than more. 1,000 years, 10,000 years, 1,000,000 years.
As we march in unison, we'll sing redemption's song. That earthly grave is empty now, the victory is won. Our hearts will never break again, tears will all be poured. 1,000 years, 10,000 years, 1,000,000 years or more.
We'll join again those precious friends that left us long before. Our voices ring in highest praise all over heaven's shore. And one by one we'll lay our crown before the throne, and then the coronation has begun.
Hello, today, once again, we're going to be reading from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 6. And for the sake of saving time, we're only going to be reading 4 verses of Scripture, that being verses 10 through 13. And here in this passage, the Word of God says this: "Finally, my brethren, Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the blessings of life. And I pray that you'll help me to bring this message today as would be pleasing in your sight. And as the Word of God goes forth, I pray that it may do so today in power, and that the Spirit of God will do that which needs to be done in the heart and life of each listener. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, we want to bring the 12th part of the message entitled, Will You Be Able to Stand in the Hour of Battle? But before that we proceed, there are some things that we need to say by way of review to bring us up to the place where we left off on the broadcast last week. Now, in the weeks prior to this, we have already stated that here in the book of Ephesians, in these various chapters, the Apostle Paul deals with the believer a little different. Here in Ephesians chapter number 1, we have the believer's will. In chapters 2 and 3, we have the believer's work. In chapters 4 and 5, we have the believer's walk. Then in chapter number 6, we have the believer's warfare. And here in Ephesians chapter 6, in verses 10 through 20, we have two things mentioned in connection with the believer's warfare. First, we have the encounter in verses 10 through 13. Second, we have the equipment in verses 14 through 20. Now, in the weeks prior to this, we have already stated that Paul, in closing this lofty epistle, condescends to a battlefield. And the reason that he condescends to a battlefield is because the believer's life is lived on a battlefield. The Christian is a soldier in God Almighty's army. And that is what Paul is dealing with here in the latter verses of Ephesians chapter number 6. Now, in the weeks prior to this, we have already dealt with verses 10 through 12 and with some of verse number 13. And when we went off the air last week, we were dealing with the fact that here in verse number 13, the word take is used, but the word make is not used. And my friend, there is a vast difference between taking and making. There's a vast difference. Here in verse number 13, Paul says, Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, not make, but take. You see, my friend, the armor that Paul is speaking of in this passage of Scripture is not man-made, but it is God-furnished. And therefore, Paul says, take, not make. Take unto you the whole armor of God. My friend, it is God's responsibility to provide the armor. It is the Christian's responsibility to put on the armor. This is what the Word of God teaches. In the days of the Apostle Paul, no Roman soldier provided his own armor. Armor was provided for every Roman soldier. And when we come to the Word of God, we find that the Christian is not asked to provide their own armor. It is God's responsibility to provide the armor. It is the Christian's responsibility to put on the armor. The armor that God has already provided. Now, while dealing with this matter, I want to also point out and emphasize the words of God that is used here in verse number 13. Here once again in this verse, the Word of God says this, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God." I want you to notice those words, "of God." Now listen, my friend, the Word of God makes it very clear that this is a spiritual warfare that the Christian is engaged in. And since this is a spiritual warfare, it requires special weapons to fight this war. Since this is a spiritual warfare, the Christian must be careful concerning the kind of weapons that are used. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, and in verses 3 and 4, the Word of God says this, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty, through God to the pulling down of strongholds." Now Paul tells us in that passage that the Christian's weapons are not carnal. Listen, my friend, the weak weapons of the flesh will do the Christian no good in this spiritual warfare. The weak weapons of the flesh will do the Christian no good in this spiritual warfare. As a Christian, do not turn from heaven's arsenal. Do not turn from the armor that God has already provided. Do not turn. My friend, only God's weapons, only God's weapons can battle down the bulwarks of hell. Most certainly this is so. The Christian does not have any armor of their own. Therefore, you as a Christian should take unto you the whole armor of God. My friend, if you as a Christian are going to stand in the air of battle, you must be properly protected by divine direction. And here in Ephesians chapter number 6, we are instructed concerning the armor of God, the armor that will stand the test in the air of battle, the armor that will stand the test when the battle rages hot. Most certainly so. Also, I want you to notice that here in verse number 13, Paul uses the word whole. Notice here once again, the Word of God says this, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God." Now listen, my friend, if you, as a Christian, leave one area unprotected, you will suffer defeat in the air of battle. If you leave one spot unprotected, you will suffer defeat in the air of battle. If one piece of this armor is missing, you will not stand in the hour of battle. We see how important it is to take the whole armor of God. Paul here in verse number 13 says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor." W-H-O-L-E. Take the whole armor so there will not be any hole. H-O-L-E. And we find that Paul says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. And then he moves on further. And he says this, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Now this time, I want you to take careful notice of the fact that the word able is used 3 times in this passage of Scripture. The first time it is used is in verse number 11. Here in this verse, the Word of God says, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The second time this word is used is in verse number 13. And once again, the Word of God says this. It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. The third time this word is used in this passage of Scripture is in verse number 16. And verse number 16 says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Now, my friend, this word able that is used in this passage of Scripture is closely associated with the word power. The word power. In Romans chapter 1 and in verse number 16, the Apostle Paul tells us that the gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And that word power used in that verse is where we get our word dynamite. Dynamite. Now what's Paul saying in Romans 1:16? He is telling us that the gospel is the power of God. For in other words, the gospel is the dynamite of God. That's what Paul's saying in Romans chapter 1 and in verse number 16. And this word able that is used here in Ephesians chapter 6 is closely associated with that same word, power, in Romans 1:16. So what is Paul saying here in Ephesians chapter 6? My friend, he's saying this, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able, or that ye may be powerful in the air of battle. He is saying, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be a stick of dynamite in the hour of battle. That's what Paul is saying here in Ephesians chapter 6 by using this word able. Also here in verse number 13, I want you to notice this word withstand. Paul says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Withstand. Now when Paul uses the word withstand here in verse number 13, he is referring to the opposite of yielding. The opposite of being tripped up. The opposite of being thrown down. If you as a Christian do not take unto you the whole armor of God, you will yield. You will be tripped up and thrown down in the hour of battle. This word withstand here in verse number 13 is a word which means to stand your ground. This word withstand here in verse number 13 means to stand your ground. Now listen, my friend. In a warfare, it is very important for soldiers to stand their ground. And it's very important for the Christian in the air of battle to stand their ground. And that's exactly what Paul is speaking of here when he uses the word withstand. In verse number 13, "And if you as a Christian will take unto you the whole armor of God in the air of battle, you will be a stick of dynamite, and you will be able to stand your ground." To stand your ground. Now, I also want you to notice the expression, "the evil day," that Paul uses here in verse number 13. Once again, the Word of God says this, "that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day." The evil day. Now, when Paul uses this expression here in verse number 13, he is referring to that time or that hour of special conflict. Listen to me, my friend. If you have been saved for any length of time, you well know by experience what Paul is speaking of here in verse number 13 when he refers to the evil day. Paul here is referring to that time or hour of special conflict. You know that in your life as a Christian, there are times and hours and days when the conflict seems to be much more fierce than at other times. You well know in your life as a Christian that there are times and hours and days that the conflict seems to be much more intense than it is at other times. You well know that in your life as a Christian, there are times and hours and days when the battle seems to rage fiercer than at other times. And that is exactly what Paul is speaking of here in verse number 13 when he refers to the evil day. He is referring to that time or that hour of special conflict. And Paul is telling us here in verse number 13 that if the Christian will take unto them the whole armor of God, he is telling us that they will be a stick of dynamite and be able to stand their ground in that time or that hour of special conflict. That's what Paul is speaking of here in verse number 13. Now I want us to notice further here in verse number 13, in the closing words, of this verse, the Apostle Paul uses the word stand. Once again, the word of God says in verse number 13, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." Now when Paul, in this verse, uses the word stand, and by the way, if you'll study this passage very carefully, you will find that the words stand and withstand are used four times in this passage of Scripture. These two words are used in verses 11, 13, and 14. And here in verse number 13, Paul uses the word stand. And when he uses this word stand, he is referring to the opposite of a cowardly fight. Paul here is not referring to running and hiding He's not referring to fleeing. He's not speaking of retreating. Most certainly he is not. Paul here is telling us that as Christians, we are to face the enemy and fight, not flight. We are to fight, not flight. My friend, in James chapter 4, and in verse number 7, the Word of God instructs Christians to resist the devil. Resist the devil. Now this expression, resist the devil, is a military term. And in the days of the Apostle Paul, when soldiers went into battle, the captain would shout, "Take your stand! Take your stand!" That's what he would shout. And in James chapter 4, and in verse number 7, this word resist is the same word as the word withstand. In Ephesians chapter 6, and in verse number 13, my friend Paul is telling us in this passage of Scripture to withstand, or in other words, maintain our ground and stand against the enemy. Stand against the devil. That's what Paul is saying here in this passage of Scripture. Now that's as far as we're going today with the message entitled, "Will You Be Able to Stand in the Hour of Battle?" You listen to the broadcast next week, and we will bring the 13th part of this message, if God allows. But in closing, I want to say this. It might be that you're listening to this broadcast today as a Christian. And it just might be that right now, it seems like the devil is doing all he can to destroy your influence and power and testimony. It just might be that right now the battle seems to be raging harder than ever before. If so, do not underestimate the power of the devil. Remember that he is a powerful creature and that you are no match for him. But at the same time, I want you to remember this. Remember this. Remember that the devil is no match for the Lord Jesus. My friend, Jesus Christ is more than a match for the devil. And if you're listening to this broadcast and you've been saved by the grace of God, and the battle right now is raging hot, my friend, as a Christian, look to the captain, which is none other than Jesus Christ. And allow the Lord Jesus to strengthen you in the inner man. And He will see to it. And He will enable you to stand in the hour of battle. Then also, if you're listening to this broadcast today, and you've never been saved by the grace of God, my friend, you need to be saved today. I'd ask you to bow your head and from your heart, exercise faith in the finished work and in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Call upon God and ask Him to save you. And He will, and you'll know it. Thank you.